News 18 Daybreak, the perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.
Hello and welcome to News 18's morning podcast, Daybreak. I'm Pathikrit Sengupta. While there's understandably a pandemic of coronavirus-related news all around, let's have a listen to some other big stories. The Congress was on Sunday in the midst of a growing tumult, with the party deeply divided on the leadership issue on the eve of the crucial Congress Working Committee meeting, amid indications that its interim president, Sonia Gandhi, might offer to quit. As the main opposition party faces yet another internal crisis, leaders, including its chief ministers and PCC chiefs, rallied behind the Gandhi family, calling for Sonia to stay or Rahul Gandhi to take charge again, after a section of its top leaders called for sweeping changes in the way the party is run to arrest the drift. The pro-reform leaders had, in a letter to Sonia Gandhi, sought a full-time chief who is active on the field and also an institutional leadership mechanism to collectively guide the party's revival, with the Gandhi family an integral element as part of the overhaul. While Punjab Chief Minister Amrinder Singh, his counterparts in Chhattisgarh and Rajasthan, Bhupesh Baghel and Ashok Gehlot, Congress leader in Lok Sabha Adhir Ranjan Chaudhary, and former ministers Ashwini Kumar, Salman Khurshid and K.K. Tiwari backed the Gandhis, those wanting changes included Ghulam Nabi Azad, Anand Sharma, Kapil Sibal, Mukul Wasnik, Manish Tiwari, Shashi Tharoor, and ex-Haryana CM Bhupinder Singh Hooda. The details of the letter, written around early August by the leaders, who included former union ministers, ex-chief ministers, former and current parliamentarians and senior functionaries, have emerged just ahead of the CWC meeting on Monday, during which the issues flagged are expected to be discussed and debated. The CWC is the party's apex decision-making body. The letter, however, stressed that the Nehru-Gandhi family will always remain an integral part of the collective leadership of the Congress party. After details of the letter became public, sources close to Sonia Gandhi said that in response to it, she might offer to quit as the party's interim chief and ask the leadership to scout for a full-time president. AICC media chief Randeep Surjewala also denied reports that she had quit. Sonia reluctantly took over as interim chief on August 10 last year, following a request from the CWC after Rahul Gandhi declined the committee's unanimous appeal to stay as chief post the 2019 Lok Sabha poll debacle. All eyes are now on the CWC meeting to see whether Sonia Gandhi resigns, as she did in 1999, after the then leader of opposition in Lok Sabha, Sharad Pawar, questioned her foreign origins. The CWC eventually rejected the resignation, and Pawar, along with P.A. Sangma and Tariq Anwar, had to quit the Congress to form the NCP. Having a full-time leadership that is active in the field and visible in party offices, dissolution of powers to state units and revamping the CWC in line with the party constitution are some of the far-reaching suggestions made by the 23 senior Congress leaders to revive the organization, sources said. The leader said that over-centralization of the organization and micromanagement has always proven to be counterproductive, and that uncertainty over the leadership has demoralized the Congress workers and further weakened the party. Highlighting the gravity of the challenges facing the party, they said it was imperative to urgently establish an institutional leadership mechanism to collectively guide the party's revival. Opposing the bid to challenge the Gandhi family leadership, Amrinder Singh said, "This was not the time to raise such an issue. The move by these Congress leaders to demand an overhaul of the party at this critical juncture would be detrimental to its interests and the interests of the nation. What the Congress needs is a leadership that is acceptable not just to a few, but to the entire party through its rank and file and the nation at large," he said, adding that the Gandhis were the right fit for this role. "Sonia Gandhi should continue to helm the Congress as long as she wants," he said in a statement, adding that Rahul Gandhi should thereafter take over, as he is fully competent to lead the party. Gehlot termed the letter as unfortunate and said the Gandhi family has kept the party united. "I'm not aware of any such letter, but if this is true, then it is unfortunate. They all have worked with the party for so long, and the move of the letter is uncalled for," Gehlot told PTI. India has threatened to expose Pakistan at the Financial Action Task Force for misleading the international community on terrorists Dawood Ibrahim and Zakir Rahman Lakhvi. Following up on their claim that Pakistan's 2015 and 2019 statutory resolution mentioning Ibrahim, India's most wanted terrorist, were backdated lies, Indian agencies have used technologies to establish that all these documents of 2015 and 2019 were uploaded in 2020, and the move is only an attempt by the neighboring nation to save face. All our URL search shows the documents did not exist before 2020. They were all uploaded in 2020, an official said. Pakistan, in its statutory resolution of August 18, 2020, had for the first time accepted that Ibrahim, the perpetrator of the 1993 Mumbai blasts, lived in Karachi, Pakistan. However, a Pakistan Foreign Office statement called this routine. The consolidated SROs are issued periodically as a routine matter. Similar SROs have been issued by the Ministry of Foreign Affairs in the past, as per statutory requirements and to meet our international obligations. Last such SROs were issued in 2019, the Pakistan Foreign Ministry said. It added, the assertions made by some sections of the Indian media as to Pakistan admitting to the presence of a certain listed individual on its territory based on the information contained in the SRO is baseless and misleading. However, Indian agencies say that reverse search of the Ministry of Foreign Affairs URL conclusively exposes the misleading claim of Pakistan. These are all MOFA URLs. How will they deny this? An official said. He, however, conceded that Pakistan can argue to save face that resolutions were passed in 2015 and 2019, but put on the website later. To counter any such claim, Indian agencies point out that Interpol, UN and other international organization links that the statutory resolution shares also exposes Pakistan. For example, the SRO from December 22, 2015 to January 16, 2020 had a reference to 2020/01 in their URLs. If a resolution was passed in 2015, how can it have a link of 2020 in it for reference, another said. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo on Sunday headed to the Middle East, the first of two senior U.S. officials to travel to the region this week, as the Trump administration presses an ambitious Arab-Israeli peace push that President Donald Trump hopes will burnish his foreign policy credentials ahead of November's election. Pompeo is traveling to Israel, several Gulf Arab states and Sudan, and will be away when he's scheduled to speak on Tuesday to the Republican National Convention, which will nominate Trump for a second term. Should Pompeo appear by remote or recorded video, it will break a long tradition of secretaries of state declining to participate in the public political nomination process. Previous secretaries of state have shunned overtly partisan rhetoric. Pompeo's three immediate predecessors made a point of being out of the country and unavailable during their political party's presidential nominating events. If Pompeo's planned speech to the convention goes ahead, he's likely to tout Trump's Mideast policies and the recent agreement between Israel and the United Arab Emirates to normalize relations. To accelerate progress in the region, Pompeo is expected to be followed to many of the same destinations later in the week by Trump's senior advisor and son-in-law, Jared Kushner, diplomats said. The separate visits come as the administration seeks to capitalize on momentum from the historic agreement between Israel and the UAE. In addition to Israel and Sudan, the State Department said Pompeo would travel to Bahrain and the United Arab Emirates. Officials said stops in Oman and Qatar are also possible. The U.S. commitment to peace, security and stability in Israel, Sudan and among Gulf countries has never been stronger than under President Trump's leadership, the State Department said in a statement announcing Pompeo's trip. And a Connecticut town's officials are showing comedian John Oliver what they think about his expletive-filled rant about their city. They are naming the local sewage treatment plant after him. Danbury Mayor Mark Boughton announced the tongue-in-cheek move in a video posted on his Facebook page on Saturday that shows him at the plant. "We are going to rename it the John Oliver Memorial Sewer Plant," the Republican mayor says. "Why? Because it is full of crap just like you, John." The new name comes after a recent episode of HBO's Last Week Tonight with John Oliver, in which he explored the racial disparities in the jury selection process, citing problems in a few Connecticut towns. In the segment, Oliver noted Danbury's charming railway museum and its historic Hearthstone Castle. "I know exactly three things about Danbury," he said. USA Today ranked it the second best city to live in 2005. It was once the center of the American hat industry, and if you are from there, you have a standing invite to come get a thrashing from John Oliver, children included. It wasn't exactly clear what prompted Oliver to go off on Danbury. A message-seeking comment was left for his agent on Sunday. Oliver also made fun of Bolton and other American mayors in 2017 over videos they made seeking to attract Amazon's second world headquarters. In his video, Bolton asks Alexa where the best place for the facility would be, and Alexa says Danbury. In Bolton's new video, he also mentions that Amazon has decided to open a distribution facility in Danbury, although it's not the second world headquarters. And oh, by the way, thanks for showing that Amazon video, Bolton says to Oliver at the end of the video. We did get Amazon here in Danbury. Right, everyone, that's all for today, but we will be back again tomorrow with a fresh dose of news for you. In the meantime, don't forget to subscribe to the newsletter Daybreak at news18.com and do follow the website for more news and developments. Thank you for listening. Stay safe and have a very good day.
News 18 Daybreak, the perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.